This is Sunday morning, November the 3rd, 2019. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is God's Will, No Poor. God's Will, No Poor. This is Deuteronomy 15. I've been reading the scripture for a long time, and it just, this week, just kept hanging in me. Sometimes I'll just have a scripture and I'll sit down and start typing and stuff starts coming. A lot of people, you know, I've heard people say things over the years like, oh Lord, just give me enough. Don't give me poverty or give me wealth, you know, just enough. Must for no more. Like it's some dirty thing to have plenty and to have. I think that's just a number that the devil's put on us. Yeah, there's people that use their riches for the wrong thing, but God's people are not supposed to be poor. Okay, verse 4. Okay, except when there shall be no poor among you. Read that. Read that again. Except when there shall be no poor among you. This is Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 4. He must have wanted no poor every 50 years. He had the Jubilee, and it was total debt cancellation. All the property they had sold or whatever came back to the original owners. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe all these commandments which command thee this day. For the Lord thy God blesses thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but they shall not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. In other words, God's way is no poor, no debt. If anyone needs money, they come to you. You don't go to them. We was making confessions and declarations, and I saw this in the spirit. People were walking into a store. It was like a phone store, or it could have been a Walgreens or a CVS. You remember those blood pressure cuff machines? You could walk in and sit down and take your blood pressure. That's what I saw. They sat down at a table with a vision machine. I was making confessions about this and about, you know, vision, about Big Pharma and all this stuff. How they made it so difficult and it costs so much money and you have to have insurance. And it's like a few doctors control everybody's everything. They sat down at the table with a vision machine. When they looked into the machine, within a few seconds, they had a readout of their prescription. They just looked through the little deal and a readout came out. You ripped it off and you went to the window and you said, if you had, you know, they might have it in stock or they might not. Or they might, you know, you might want new frames or whatever. They went over to a counter and presented the readout and received their glasses or contacts or ordered them without a prescription. It was like going into the Walgreens or CVS, like they have the pharmacy in the back. Well, no doctor. We know that technologies have been hidden from the public for decades. Big pharma, big medical, etc. And the love of money has kept us from these things that God meant for mankind. Many people will never use their faith, so sometimes people need a little help. I believe all of this is coming out into the open. Through their associations, medical, dental, veterinarian, etc., people have been stripped of their wealth. There's not any bigger thing that strips people's wealth than the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. Well, it should be death care. Instead of the good of mankind, they have grown into specialists in every body part, etc., to fill their own pockets. You got used to, you'd have a little doctor come to your house and make a house call, give you a little bottle of pills or a shot or whatever. Now, it's, well, you need to see this specialist for this and this specialist for that and this specialist for that. Their drugs have made people sick and dependent. And that's a fact. We know that. Declare that the truth will come out about these things and what evil men have used them for. Here's another example. Utilities that can cost only a few dollars a month. Or you can light your house for 50 cents a day. Hidden technologies. Things that have been stolen. When God set it down in Genesis that he gave them the rivers with all the stones and the gold and all the resources, all the vast resources of the earth, that needs to come into the body of Christ. Let's just read that. That just came up. We're supposed to subdue with all those vast resources. Right here. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and evening and morning were the sixth day. There's another place that talks about the resources. Do you know where that is? It talks about the river and the gold and all the stuff that's of 2?
Chapter 1, verse 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, chapter 2, verse 10.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the heaven bring forth vegetation, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit. That's
chapter 2, verse 10.
Okay, we'll get it. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became four heads, and the name of the first is Pishon, that is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is bedlam and onyx stone, and the name of the second river is Gihon, and the same is it that compasses the whole land of Cush, and the name of the third river is Sedekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely. And he talks about the tree of good knowledge of good and evil. Well, there's still not what I'm looking for. We talked about all the vast resources that they were to use. Anyway.
Well, the Amplified uses in verse
10. Yeah, well, maybe that's it. Well, the point, the devil's bunch has stolen it. God has meant for these things for his people and to be used for good. The wicked have used these things for evil. So this is just another area that we can speak divine order concerning, which we're already, I saw this when I was making the confessions that we already make in that supplement that I have with all those different things, that all these prescriptions and all these kind of things that have been, that they charge people a tremendous amount of money and everything, it won't be any different going and picking up a bottle of Tylenol. It just has to come into the hands of the righteous. Okay.